I watched a thing last night. I want to say it was on HBO. It was kind of like A Real Sex, but I don't think it was. And they have a website, Beautiful Agony. Did we talk about that before?
It sounds like something terrible, right? Yeah.
Where it's just the picture of their, it's like the video of their face?
Yes.
Yeah, because you wanted Carmen to do it.
Yeah, right? Is that how it started?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a website that's got the headshot of men and women while they pleasure themselves. And it was actually really kind of hot to watch.
The guys?
Yeah. No, the guy, when women do it, it's like sexy. And when guys do it, it looks like they're getting electrocuted. You know? It's like they're like, ladies are like, and guys are like, like
violent.
Yeah. Like somebody's shocking them. Carmen, have you seen it, Carmen?
No, I have not.
Will you watch it and see if you would do it? There's no nudity.
Okay.
Mike has it on his computer. Just go and sit on his lap.
Yeah, sit on my lap and let's watch this together.
Okay.
Not right now.
Like, you want to come over now?
There is a 14-year-old kid in South Korea who goes by the name BJ Patu. And he makes up to $1,500 a night just by eating in front of his computer webcam. There's a phenomenon over there called mukbang.
Mukbang?
Which translates as eating broadcast. It's pretty simple. You just sit in front of the webcam and chat with people while you're eating large quantities of food, sometimes loudly. We have some video of the kid up there on Cowhead TV, but here's some audio as well. It's pretty gross, just the audio.
YouTube 구독하기.
I'd pay $5.
영상 부탁드리고요. 이제 안 해 그거 안 하려고 재미없어 그거.
Mukbang is a mashup of South Korean words, eating and what?
Broadcast.
Ew, listen.
There he's pouring a drink. Oh, too much. Yeah. Just eating noodles. He's got like a whole bunch of different stuff sitting in front of him.
And he just eats with his dumb.
Can I do this? Like, can I do this in America? Like.
Whatever, Carmen. We've given you a bunch of ways to make money.
Yeah, but they all involve taking my clothes off.
Welcome to America.
Now he's unwrapping a burger.
Oh, this is gross. Did they execute the kid at the end? You gotta watch that.
You're in North Korea.
No, all of a sudden, no. Yeah, all of a sudden, De Niro comes in with Christopher Walken. Did him out? Did him out? He starts screaming.
But $1,500 a night.
I would do that topless
for eating in front of your webcam.
Yeah.
For topless, you'd only get 1,000.
Oh, that's not fair.
Yeah, we took it down a little bit. So yesterday I told you, you know, Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani, both divorced, both on The Voice. Everybody's saying that they're hooking up now.
Right.
Blake Shelton seems to be denying his romance with Gwen Stefani. Yesterday he tweeted, quote, "Getting ready this morning to go put my deer plots and look at Twitter. Damn, my dating life is awesome. Let me know what happens." So he's just kind of, you know, throwing it out there. Then he posted a picture of his truck before following that up with, quote, "Now that might actually get me a date, bitch."
Ooh.
Yeah, I love when people say bitch.
Bitch.
Yeah.
At the end, it's only good when you say it like that.
Good to say like him, bitch.
To the point. Well, now that may actually give me a date. Bitch. Yeah. So, I don't know. Blake Shelton, I think, is banging Gwen Stefani.
Good for him.
Gloria Estefan.
I was more excited when you said deer plots. I'm not going to lie.
Gloria Estefan, Shakira, and Carlos Santana are teaming up to do an anti-Donald Trump song.
Oh.
It'll be a response to the comments he made about Mexico.
Why? She's a Cuban.
It's called "We're All Mexican."
Oh, good.
And it's being described as, quote, "musical celebration of Hispanics and our accomplishments." The song will be out sometime this month.
We are all Mexicanos.
Yeah.
Señor Trump, shut up.
How great is that song going to be?
You know what, Trump? I hope Trump gets out there and he goes, I got one word for you. Adios, losers. That's all.
While they're in the studio, let's build a wall around it.
I know Carlos Santana. He's a great guy. Used to be a great guy. Now he needs me to be fair. Gloria Estefan. When's the last time I heard anything from her? Santana needs...
When she ran over her husband with a speedboat or something, yeah. Didn't you?
Santana needs other people to be famous, right, to be relevant. And come on, hips don't lie. You couldn't even walk on The Voice.
Yeah.
You couldn't even make that work.
No good.
Out.
A statistical analysis says that the Seattle Seahawks are the odds-on favorite to win the Super Bowl, followed by the New England Patriots. The Tennessee Titans have the worst odds, followed by Jacksonville Jaguars. I have all the different ones here if you would like to hear.
I would like to know where our Tampa Bay Buccaneers
fall. Tampa Bay Buccaneers have a 1% chance of winning the Super Bowl. They have, let's see, a 13% chance to make the playoffs. They have only a 8% chance of winning their division and a 2% chance for a first-round bye.
Wow.
They say that the Bucs will have a season of 6-10.
Okay. That's better than I think.
That's not bad for a rookie quarterback, right?
No. That's a rebuilding season.
And it's better than last year. Yeah. So.
What about the Eagles?
The Eagles, let's see what they have for the Eagles.
Fly, Eagles, fly. That's all I know.
On the road to victory. Ha, ha, ha.
That's what they all your Eagles fans.
They say Eagles are going to be 9-7 with a 3% chance of winning the Super Bowl.
Not much better than the Bucs.
Yeah, all so right. You're looking at Seattle, New England, Green Bay, or Denver.
Yeah, football. I can't stop watching this beautiful Agony website. Carmen, yeah. When you pleasure yourself. Yeah. Do you ever do it while laying on your stomach? What are you doing?
I want to come see what you're watching.
Oh, come over here.
Okay.
I got to relaunch it, though. Okay. This girl, I can't stop watching her. She's laying on her stomach and doing it. Do you ever do that?
We can hear you. There's a microphone right there.
You can get really close to my microphone.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, that girl just licked her.
Whoa. Yes, I have, but I'm not laying on my stomach because it's hard to get to that spot.
Uh-huh.
So I get on my knees and like kind of lay forward, like if I was, you know.
Oh, Carmen, you got to make one of these videos.
Doggy style.
Carmen, they have it like, so there's a guy and a girl,
mm-hmm.
and they're both laying on their back and they have their heads next to each other. So their body parts are facing an opposite direction.
Right.
So they're laying like on their backs. Your head would be here. Let's just say my head would be here.
Yeah.
And then they still do it.
Okay.
Let's do that. We'll put up like a curtain so
I'd
you
watch
can't
that.
See.
But I mean, if we're doing that, we might as well just have sex.
Whoa.
All right. Yeah.
You said
I'll take option
good.
B. There are people who do it and have sex, but you only see their faces.
Right.
I'm liking this thing. This site's pretty awesome.
I don't think I'd be able to stop giggling.
I haven't done that in so long.
Why?
I don't know. I just haven't really been feeling very sexy lately.
What's the
oddest? That's understandable.
What's the oddest thing that you've thought about while doing that?
You know
what it is.
I know.
Carmen was just about to tell us. I was watching a show last night where they showed the website Beautiful Agony, in which they put a camera on the face of men and women and men and women together, and you get to see the beauty of their face while they're pleasuring themselves. And I'm trying to convince Carmen to do it. And while we were talking about that, Carmen, I asked her what the strangest thing she ever thought of while she was doing that, and she offered up more information to us. What I wanted to know is if you've ever thought about anybody in this room, which you've said no before, but I don't believe that.
I mean, you guys have made appearances, but the sexual acts have never been with you.
Like, what are we doing there?
Like, sometimes you'll just
like, Galvin's there yelling at everybody?
Yeah.
Be better.
Yeah. What are you doing? And then sometimes, Mike, you'll just be, like, sitting in the corner.
What a creep.
Like, with me. Yeah.
Like, this is not a dream. You're thinking this. You're making this happen in your head. So you're saying you want me to watch?
No, sometimes I'll be, like, with someone doing something, and then you'll pop your head in like, hey, can I watch? And I'm like, stop, get out of here.
But that's not a dream. That's a daydream that you're having.
Yeah.
So you want me to be there is what you're saying.
No, I feel like sometimes like work interferes with that part, and like maybe I think I forgot something, and that's when you guys come into my head, and then I'm like, oh crap, I gotta go back to work.
Okay, then I'll use that excuse too, when you've popped into mine. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just me. And then it was just me and you, but you popped up there.
Right.
Okay.
And it's not like, I don't really think of too many weird things. Like, I mean, I think like the most craziest thing is that I thought it was like a gangbang with like me enjoying a lot.
Who? How many? Who?
Just like three. Maybe.
Like a basketball team or three people that you know?
Basketball team. Just
really?
Like random. Really.
LeBron, know, get Dwayne. Let's do this.
Endowed. Yes.
Really?
Yeah, very excited.
You and a
about
bunch
it.
Of crazy black guys.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Good for you.
Yeah.
Have you seen the pictures of Drake, Carmen?
Which Lifted? Ones?
Where he's all buff.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's just gorgeous, basically. I saw a video of him flipping a pancake, and I got turned on.
Really?
Oh. He's gorgeous.
It's so weird, because I can identify a good-looking guy, and Drake just is not that guy. Is that Miguel? See, that was Miguel real quick.
I always look at him and think of the kid in the wheelchair from Degrassi, because that's what he was originally. He wasn't a rapper. He was a kid from a Nickelodeon show.
Still not a rapper. He's still not a rapper.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
He's a light.
Watch.
A light-skinned Canadian.
He can flip a really large pancake. Oh, my God.
What does that? What kind of skill does that take? He flipped a pancake.
It's really hard. Can you flip a pancake? I doubt it.
I can. With a little, of course I can.
With a little spatula like that?
I've been using my little spatula my whole life.
No, you got to get a big spatula to flip it so it doesn't break and then batter gets everywhere. He did it perfectively.
Miguel from Hot 101.5. Did you go to Ed Sheeran last night?
I did.
How was it?
It was amazing. It was fantastic.
Spanish's favorite guitar player,
Dang's
by the
best
way.
Best guitarist of our generation.
Wow.
Drake hot or not?
Who?
Drake.
Drake?
Yeah.
His eyes are a little far apart.
Right.
Easy.
But he's still hot, though. I mean, I feel like he could get it.
Yeah, because he's famous.
No, I mean, I feel
if you
like
saw him at the deli, you'd be like, that guy's soft.
Deli.
You would.
Well, because, I mean, it depends on how he spits his game at first. Like, if he's talking to you. Cause,
I think he swallows his game, if you know what I'm saying.
I mean, if he got, like, the foot long, I'd be like, hey, how you doing? But I feel like he'd be able to spit his game really well, and you'd be like, okay, I can get down
if
with
I
it.
Saw that guy, go back to the last picture, Carmen. If I saw that guy, I'd be like, man, David Blaine looks like a douche today. That, like, even the little Timberlands, and I'd be like, tie your shoes, stupid.
Okay, wait, but what about, is that a shirtless one? Oh, wait, no, he's not shirtless there.
Oh, here.
I'm trying to see, where's the shirtless
some.
One?
Oh,
see,
yeah.
You can't look up someone in shirts. If you're talking about if they're going to get it, you need to look up the shirtless picture.
Yeah, well,
look
at that picture. He's been buffing up.
See, there's
okay,
the look.
That's different. I mean, he looks good there.
He could so get it.
He looks like an action figure there.
Yeah. What is that picture on that TV?
What is that from, Miguel?
What the who?
Who found that?
What is that from?
Yeah, I wonder who found that picture of you with a handcuff.
It on their phone?
Is that you in Tinder?
No.
What is that?
You know, like when you do radio for so long, you have to do stupid stuff.
Oh,
so
that old excuse, huh? Yeah.
That was a competition I lost like 8 years ago during American Idol, and you had to take a boudoir photo, and so I did a photo shoot.
Well, who would wear that vest to bed? Let's be honest.
Well, at that time, I was a lot heavier, and I was like, I really don't want my man boobs like hanging down to
my side. I can relate to that.
Yeah, so that's why I was like, I have to at least wear a vest.
Oh,
and
my.
I had to handcuffs myself.
All right.
Yeah. Well, who has that on their phone?
Oh, right there.
Who do you think?
Yeah. Where did you get that? How long have you had that?
Facebook. Somebody posted on Facebook, and I thanked them, and I said, now I found the new wallpaper for my iPhone.
Oh, man.
Well, there's that. And no one would get with that, so.
What do you got on the big Hot 101.5 show today?
We just did Blown Off.
Oh.
Yeah, we just did Blown Off. That was pretty intense, and then now we're in the Hot Morning Mix, and we're about to talk about some September 11th stuff here in just a bit.
Oh, way to bring it down.
Yeah, you brought it down.
Get in the mix! But we just
never forget.
I know it's always kind of odd when you do top 40, how you have to like be up tempo and then bring it down. But
are you guys going to cry?
No. But we just do this segment we started called The Hot Seat, where we have listeners call and ask sort of very similar to your, what is it?
Under Oath.
Under Oath, yeah, very
you
similar.
You goddamn thieves.
Really. Yeah, no kidding.
You thieves. That's Steve Smith. Just take the name, change it.
No. Yep. We've done that stuff before, but we just sort of repurposed
whatever,
it.
You radio thieves. You know what? I'm going to do Blown On. Oh, no, it's different. It's different. Blown On. Mm-hmm. You're going to love it.
Well, you can catch Blown Off at 7:45 and 6:45.
I'm going to do Blown On at 7:46, right after yours.
Yeah, don't forget to tune in Wednesday for Miguel's secret letter.
Yeah. I'm going to write that idea down. Thank you.
We got you.
Anything to get close to y'all in the ratings, we'll take it at this point. So.
All right, that's Miguel from Hot 101.5. Thank you.
Oh, thanks.
And not just a hug to Rob.
I bet Miguel would do the video for you.
What video?
The beautiful agony.
Beautiful agony.
Oh, do you know about that?
No.
That's where you pleasure yourself and they just video your face while you're doing it.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. Miguel's adorable, but not what I was looking for.
No. I was saying for Rob.
Yeah. Miguel, what happened? You quit the CrossFit?
No.
On the way out, I saw your profile. I was like,
whoa.
You look like a gummy bear now.
Whoa. You just called me fat.
No, I didn't say fat. Listen to me. You're getting comfortable here in your morning radio show.
Wow.
A lot of donuts in this building.
I have started to cleanse. I'm on the third day, so
maybe less cheering, more treadmill.
Yeah. Just saying, you drinking a lot more or what's going on?
No, not at all. Well, I did take 2 weeks off.
Of your training?
Yes, because we had like a lot of meetings and stuff, and I was just tired. So
good excuse.
I know, right?
Here it comes. You have pizza in that time?
He called you a gummy bear.
That's fine. That's fine. I'm single.
This dude with plastic seats over here. Drinking his Perrier.
That's fine. You know what? But I will say, this is a very unflattering shirt. I mean, it's kind of baggy.
I don't think it's a shirt. I think the shirt looks fine. It's a nice shirt.
I think you put that shirt on Drake. Carmen still likes Drake.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go back to my
baby
worm.
You may want to run out that door.
Wow.
Hold on. Let me see as you're going by. Let me see. Oh, I guess it was. I think it was just the air gun under that shirt. You look all right.
Don't take it back right.
now. No, I'm not. I would tell
you.
You
look beautiful.
Thank you.
Bye, Miguel.
It was the air.
Wow, he comes in to do us a favor, and we leave with him being insulted.
Nothing like having a fat guy call you fat.
Oh. You already, Drew's still on the treadmill, by the way.
Yeah. Good.
You told him that he looked like he gained 2 pounds, and he ran for the rest of his life.
I ride my bike every day to the gym, 5 miles and back, because you said I look chubby in an Instagram photo.
Oh, my God.
He gets to people. It's so weird when you call
people out for
being out of shape.
I should tell myself something.
Tell me something.
You're gorgeous. Carmen was going to tell us the weirdest thing that she thinks about while she does it. And then I thought you did. I thought it was the black guy gangbang.
Well, I said I don't really think of anything that weird, but I can tell you the weirdest thing I did while masturbating.
Yes, let's hear that.
And so I told you guys, like, I think the weirdest thing was that's the craziest, but I don't think that's that weird.
No.
Yeah, like, I think that's pretty normal.
Rob's done it before.
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh.
Position.
Oh.
The weirdest thing she's ever done.
Didn't you say you get up like on all fours or something?
No. Okay. So one time I have this little toy that sticks to your shower and you can like move it around and like stick it to other things.
With your hand, show us how big that little toy is.
You guys have seen it in my arsenal.
Oh, man.
It's,
But is it meant for that or is it meant for like a shower purposing?
You can stick it wherever you want. You can put it in the
refrigerator.
Oh, so it's for any. Okay.
Yeah, you can put it on a washer machine.
I said refrigerator. Carmen went like this. Like, how does he know?
You can put it on a washer machine. You can put it on a chair. You can put it on.
And when you take it off, it goes.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You can put it on anything. Well, one night. I mean, it's been quite a while since I've had actual sex with someone.
Right.
So, you got me a magazine with Justin Bieber on the cover.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, I stuck it to the magazine with Justin Bieber. And,
how did you do that?
Basically, I banged Justin Bieber.
No. What did you put on his forehead?
No.
Yeah, it would make more sense if you like stuck the picture of Justin Bieber up what you were looking at.
No, because then I have to bend over.
Yeah, this is point of view. I'm with you. Good job.
So I had to lay the magazine down and put it on there.
And then look down at Justin Bieber?
Yeah, look down at Justin
Bieber. Oh, I get it.
Get up on the counter and show us. Like, if this is Justin
Let me periscope that.
No.
Somebody get me a picture of Justin Bieber.
Like, I really don't understand what you're saying.
I have a bunch on my phone.
It was like I was on top.
No, I'm gonna have to see it.
No.
Come on.
No.
Don't be so.
No, I've done yoga. I put my foot in my mouth. I am not showing you the way I.
What's the most people I have to have on Periscope before you'll do it?
Ride a bull.
200?
I'm
on Periscope right now. It's called Carmen on Top.
No.
Why, you're fully dressed today.
I know. I can't do it.
Somebody get me a picture of Justin Bieber?
Yeah, I got it. It's coming up right now.
I was gonna say, because this is the magazine.
Oh, man, that's the one I got you?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I see what you're talking about. It's not just his head.
Like, it's perfect.
Yeah, it's like it's shot right up to his waist.
This is the picture I use, so you can use that
looking
one.
I use the one that says love on it in the bottom when he was 5.
Oh,
Carmen?
Yeah.
Everybody's like, please, on top, please. There's 360 people on here already.
No.
Oh, my God. Come on.
I'm sorry, but no.
Yeah, I just put it out.
Friday. Friday. Friday.
Friday.
Come on, Carmen.
Listen, I have done a lot for you guys. The fact that I told you this.
Just show us that you don't have to do it. You don't have to pleasure yourself. Just lay down in the position.
But I wasn't laying down.
Or stand up in the position. Whatever you do.
I think it was more of a this.
Look, is Rob is like that?
No.
Oh, damn.
I see. You got to show us because we're confused.
I was like,
oh, Galvin's got the picture. Let me see the picture, Galvin.
I got a marker if you want to.
All right, good. All right, here goes Carmen.
All right.
She's going to need some hearts on it. Look, even the girls. Tiffany just said, oh, come on, Carmen.
Oh, she broke it.
All right, here we go. Carmen's climbing up on the counter.
It is black.
Mm-hmm.
How you would think you would.
All right, hold on. Here we go. There we go. We got one mic there.
That's it.
Oh, wait, hold on. Do it sexy like.
No.
It looks like you're scared right now.
Just give me double finger, Steve Austin.
I did.
All right, so hold on. You got the thing there.
Yeah,
wait.
There's a banana.
Y'all got a banana.
I'll hold it.
I'm done.
Man.
Oh.
I showed you the what position. What a tease. That's all you're getting.
Rob, get up there, Rob. Show us how it's done. Rob's going to show you.
Come here.
Carmen.
It's done, ladies.
Showed you.
No, I'm taking my banana. You know.
Like that, Carmen?
No.
No, just up and down, Rob.
Yeah.
Like a genie, like you're riding on the magic carpet. No.
Like a girl.
Okay, well, that's how I hump. You show us.
Well, man, you're terrible.
Lucky
I did
Kaylin.
Show you.
Yeah.
I did show you. You're yes. welcome.
No, right, I'm a manager, Carmen.
Jesus.
You try.
So embrace.
So abrasive?
Yeah.
Embrace. Yeah.
What does that mean?
Like, you're so... I gave you way too much.
You're embrasive.
Yeah.
Totally embrasive, bro.
You guys got up in my stuff.
I want to embrace all over you.
Why are you
if you're making up a word, I can make up a word.
Listen.
You're so embraceless.
It's Friday. Friday.
Oh, no.
Friday.
I already shut the computer off.
Friday.
No, I'm not doing a Friday chant. Carmen, I feel like she brought me down.
Why? I told you my most sexual craziness.
Yeah, stop being so abstrained.
I don't want to be embracive. Are you ready to leave on your cruise?
Yeah.
Okay.
Rude.
You don't want to apologize for screwing everything up for everybody on Monday?
I'm sorry that you guys got a day off and everyone's getting to mess up.
Spanish going out on his last day.
Hell yeah. It was good working with you guys. I really appreciate it.
What was
everything.
Your last day?
Mike, you've taught me a lot, and today I guess is my last day, so.
Friday. Love Hate is up right after this horrible song.
Everyone's watching. Looking at you. Oh, everyone's wondering, will you come out tonight? Everyone's trying to get it right. Get it right. Everybody's working for the weekend.
There are 800 people watching Galvin eat a banana like a maniac.
This is great.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.